This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The shallow water, the deep water, will drag you into the deep water.
He had that speech at one point.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of good speeches. That locker room celebration stuff, I love it.
It's great.
Yep. And this winning stuff does not get old. Still no trades to report at this hour. We do still expect one. And I kind of expect two, to be honest with you. Like, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if there's another more subtle move. But they could still get two guys to help on the defensive front. The defense has got it done, and credit them in every way. And the guys that are filling in. But I spent a lot of time training my eyes on James Houston yesterday, and there wasn't a whole lot to speak of.
I tend to agree with you. As you know, I always spend time looking at him on the field there, and it's a lot of it is because I thought yesterday he's playing on the strong side. So the tight end is there, and the tight end was chipping a lot, which doesn't help him because once you chip him, he's just knocked off course, and he can't get there. The other thing is, he's a speed rusher. He is not somebody who's going to overpower you. And because he's only 6'1 and 240 or whatever he is, that matchup against a tackle, if the tackle gets his hands on him, he's done. He can't go anywhere. That being said, by the end of the game, I thought that he had gotten a little bit better, and there were a couple plays. I don't have stats in front of me. I would imagine that he would have at least one pressure, maybe a couple of pressures in the game. I know he made a tackle downfield. But those aren't the kind of numbers that you want, I should say, from a pass rusher. You need more of that.
Yeah, and you got to credit the team for next man up mentality. It's fantastic, the culture they built. And, you know, they're winning games. The defense is holding its own. But with that being said, these guys were backups for a reason, you know? And the next man up is for the injury concern. But we also have starters for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think at this trade deadline here, Brad Holmes has got to get a couple bona fide starters, at least guys that can consistently beat their man 1-on-1 and get to the quarterback. And, you know, sacks aren't everything. Pressures matter, too. And you had an injured Jordan Love back there, and when you were able to make him feel a little uncomfortable at times, it shows, you know? I agree with you, Doug. I think it's maybe more than one trade here. I mean, if we just give you the center square and bingo and it's Za'Darius Smith. I mean, who's the other guy you think they go get? Is another edge guy? Is it something that we haven't even thought of yet? You know, last year I think they went and got DPJ, and I don't think
anyone, out of the blue.
Yeah, I don't think that was on anyone's radar. Is there a move like that this year that Holmes is working on? I do think that it could be multiple trades before Tuesday's deadline.
I completely agree. 248-539-9797. Brandon and Shelby, you're next. Hello, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. Hey, so real quick, Gator for president tomorrow. I think we all agree that Gator is going to win that election.
I do my best.
So real quick, before I get to my champ and chump, that penalty on Branch yesterday, it was crazy because it was 15 yards, and you're like, well, that sucks because I think it was third and long or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then all of a sudden they come back, and they're like, oh, it's an ejection, and you're like, well, crap. And then on top of that, they said as he's walking away, they docked him another 15. You're like, 30-yard penalty and an ejection, you know. But what comes after that, not only does our defense step up, but then Joseph gets that interception before the end of the half. Like, people were probably just like, okay, let's just go to the half, you know. He gets that interception, and then we get the double dip, get back, and get the touchdown to start the second half.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a huge sequence of events, and I think probably two out of every three Detroiters were compelled to go to social media and post "ball don't lie," because that was everywhere after that exchange. And look, there is really something to be said for the talent they've added, the level of preparedness, the depth guys make enough plays for them to get a performance like that. It's incredible.
And the way that the game started, I mean, you look at this and Green Bay just pounds the ball, gets all the way down the field, and ends up with a field goal. But they took, what, 8 minutes off the clock? And to only end up with 3 points, too bad. You know, and then the Lions take 7 minutes off the clock on a 13-play touchdown drive. That has to really hurt if you're the Packers. The missed field goal really hurts if you're the Packers. The interception for the pick six really hurts if you're the Packers. And when you go into halftime down 17-3, when you thought you were in the game, only to be smacked down and realize we're not in the game. And like you said, Brandon, the double dip to start the second half with another touchdown, that's game, set, match. Unfortunately, Lions didn't do anything offensively after that, but 24-14 is pretty sound.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Pat is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Pat.
How you doing?
What's up?
I just upset because when the Branch had the hit, you know, it was kind of a flagrant foul, but it's not the crown of the helmet, and he was kind of leading with the shoulder. But then afterwards, watching other games, I saw multiple other flagrant fouls that weren't even called. And then in that game, wasn't there where one of the defensemen took and caught our running back in the backfield and took and did a flip over his shoulder and smacked him on the, you know, on his back? You know, there's a lot of inconsistencies where I think that there's, if they're going to call that, they got to call a bunch of other stuff.
I don't know what you're referencing with somebody being flipped on their back. I did see other hits in other games, though, that seemed to be as egregious as Brian Branch's that did not result in an ejection.
Or more egregious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But and like somebody brought up, I think it was, there is a difference between a bang-bang hit on a play as opposed to having the play in view, incomplete pass, and you still continue to throw the hit on the guy, which is what Brian Branch did. And that's the difference in getting ejected versus not getting ejected.
Yeah, the other one was the running back that they caught in the backfield, and there were two guys on him, and about the time the whistle went, one of the defensemen took and flipped him up and body slammed him on
in the Lions
back.
Game?
I saw something. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, could they have called extra unnecessary, not ejectionable, ejectionable plays, but plays that could have been called unnecessary roughness.
Is that the Lions game?
Yeah, I saw. I think it was. There was somewhere where somebody was just absolutely slammed to the ground. It could have been the Lions. It could have been the Vikings game last night. I forget which one. A lot of football, Doug.
I don't remember that at all.
A lot of football.
Dan is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
So, you know, Tim Twentyman wrote on the Lions.com that Penei Sewell was his block. He knew his block on Jahmyr Gibbs' touchdown was so good that he was celebrating as soon as he, you know, road graded the entire Packers line out of the way for the touchdown. And is that because Sewell is that well? Was he put in the position to do it because of the play call? Because you know, Jared Goff had the kind of the play fake to look like he was going to throw a kind of crossing route to maybe Sam Laporta. I know when we gave Sewell the contract and he's earned every penny of it now. You know, they called him the best run blocker tackle in the NFL. I think he's the best tackle in the NFL right now, given how well he's played for the Lions.
Well, he's definitely in the discussion, and Tom Brady said he thinks he is, and. I'm, you know, Tom Brady dissected that play specifically because of the block that Sewell made. It's just the most perfectly executed play. Like, everybody does their job, and then you see 58 come in and just sweep everybody to the sideline. It's an amazing block. He's an amazing player, and it's just, this is how this team functions.
Dude, did you not see the sack he gave up yesterday?
I did see that.
No, I did not.
I mean, it was stunning, to be honest with you. Was anybody else like, wait, what?
Did he just get worked? Like, a guy went inside, 53 went inside.
Clearly it's forgivable. It's one play. It's Penei Sewell.
And it was the only sack of the game.
And yet, I was like, what's wrong?
No, honestly, I was floored. I didn't believe it was him. I thought, like, did they sub somebody in? Like, there's no way that just happened. Because I think when it's all said and done, like, Penei Sewell is going to be the best Lion ever to put on a jersey. And I mean, like, you know, as far as just single player and his and what wow. how good he is at his position. And of course, we've had Barry and, you know, Calvin and whatnot. But I think Penei Sewell is that type of tackle. Like, I think they're going to, like, every tackle is going to be compared to Penei Sewell moving forward at some point when his career is done.
We got the guy.
Yeah. And then the Lions have the guy.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.